Good morning. Today is Sunday, July 25th, 2021. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm your host, Jason Kapoor, and this is Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's weekend edition. Our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks. Set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Follow this account and turn the email alert on to receive this article in your inbox every Sunday morning. A podcast of Stocks to Watch is also available on Seeking Alpha, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, and Spotify. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's own news team. Tech heavyweights will be in the spotlight next week with Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Facebook all stepping into the earnings confessional. Economic reports due out include updates on new home sales, pending home sales, durable goods orders, and Q2 GDP. The Federal Reserve two-day meeting of its policymaking committee wraps up on July 28th. Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to discuss the pace of central bank tapering and inflation expectations during the presser. Robinhood Markets makes its public debut event along with a large number of companies with IPOs and SPAC closings. Also, keep an eye out for Intel, with the company hoping to turn heads with a product event. Earnings Spotlight, Monday, July 26th. Lockheed Martin, Hasbro, and F5 Networks. Earnings Spotlight, Tuesday, July 27th. Centene, UPS, Archer Daniels, General Electric, Apple, Alphabet, Microsoft, AMD, Chubb, Mattel, Starbucks, Visa, Mondelez International. Earnings Spotlight, Wednesday, July 28th. McDonald's, Shopify, Tilray, Facebook, Ford Motors, Qualcomm, Boeing, Pfizer, PayPal, Spotify, and Shopify. Earnings Spotlight, Thursday, July 29th. Altria, American Tower, Anheuser-Busch InBev, Amazon, Fortinet, T-Mobile US, and Merck. Earnings Spotlight, Friday, July 30th. AbbVie, Caterpillar, Chevron, ExxonMobil, and Procter Gamble. IPO Watch. IPOs expected to start trading on July 28th include Dole, Duolingo, Meridian Link, Snap One, Context Therapeutics, Riskified, and Preston Hollow Community Capital. Robinhood Markets is also expected to start trading after its direct listing. Analysts will start buzzing on a long list of companies rolling off their quiet period expirations, including DD Global, Centennial One, LegalZoom, Krispy Kreme, Zometry, EverCommerce, Intapp, Torrid Holdings, CVRX, Arrowvate Therapeutics, Ding Dong Cayman, Better Choice Co. Inc., Pop Culture Group, Glimpse Group, Recruiter Group, and EcoWave Power Global. There are also IPO lockup expirations on Shoals, Tian Ruzin, Qualtrics, and Zim Shipping Services to watch. M&A tidbits. Shareholders with Rumble On meet on July 30th to vote on the proposed business combination with RideNow. AMD stands out with investors looking for an update on the Xenix deal. Healthcare Watch. The four-day Alzheimer's Association International Conference dominates the healthcare calendar in the week ahead. Some of the key presentations will be from Long Everon on Loam Cell B, AC Immune SA on ACI24, Alector on AL001, Cassava Sciences on Simufilum, and Cortexium on Atuzaginstat gain. Bank of America has eyes on Elector with additional data expected to de-risk the AL001 program further. Projected dividend increases quarterly. Companies forecast to boost their dividend payouts, including Wells Fargo, to 20 cents from 10 cents, Weingarten to 30 cents from 23 cents, Wingstop to 17 cents from 14 cents, MSCI Inc. to 88 cents from 78 cents, Skyworks Solutions to 56 cents from 50 cents, and Mondelez International to 34.5 cents from 31.5 cents. SPACWatch. A number of SPAC deals are expected to close next week after shareholder votes. Keep an eye out on public debuts of Reservoir Holdings via Roth CH Acquisition II Co., Siextria Technologies via Starboard Value Acquisitions, A Place for Rover via Nebula Caravel Acquisitions Corp., CCC Intelligence Solutions via Dragoneer Growth Opportunities Corp., Hippo via Revenant Technology Partners, Ride Now via Humble On, and Quamplex via Tailwind Acquisitions Corp. Microsoft earnings preview. More Wall Street analysts seem to be expecting a beat and raise quarter out of Microsoft, with Azure growth numbers in particular standing out. The company is expected to issue positive commentary on its rollout and within the enterprise and digital transformation shift. Apple earnings preview. Apple is seeing a lot of analysts increase their FQ3 estimates just ahead of the big report. UBS forecasts that aggressive carrier promotions in the U.S. and strength in China drove iPhone units up 15% year-over-year to 44 million units. Meanwhile, Wedbush Securities analyst Dan Ives still thinks Apple is looking to break into the auto sector. Now looking at the Apple Car, it has been a one-step forward, two-step back process. It's coming, I believe, 2024 or 2025, but I believe they lay the groundwork over the next 3 to 6 or 9 months to get it there, he notes. Tesla earnings preview. Consensus marks on Tesla are for Q2 revenue of $11.4 billion and earnings per share of 97 cents. Barclays expects Tesla to top estimates as price increases are seen outpacing cost pressures. The firm is still highly cautious on valuation as it expects an increased desire down the road to model Tesla based on traditional OEM measures. A big wild card for Tesla will be the company taking the impairment charge on Bitcoin and what the latest spin is from Elon Musk on cryptocurrencies. Earnings Volatility Watch. Companies expected to report earnings next week, with options trading implying large price swings, include Marin Software, Vinco Ventures, MoneyGram International, Ashford Hospitality Trust, Tilray, and Peabody Energy. Corporate events. Intel execs are scheduled to provide a deeper look at the company's process and packaging roadmaps in a webinar on June 26th. The company says it's accelerating its annual cadence of innovation with new advancements in semiconductor process and packaging as part of its IDM 2.0 strategy. Also on June 26th, Biocept could generate some attention with its appearance at the Brookline Capital Markets Newport Symposium. Navitas Semiconductor and Live Oak Acquisition Corp. will hold an in-person buy-side investor day at NASDAQ headquarters. The event is aimed at demonstrating the continued progress on Navitas's plan to become publicly traded. Check out Seeking Alpha's Catalyst Watch for a detailed list of specific events to watch. Notable annual meetings. AMC Entertainment holds its annual meeting on July 29th. The company added chairman duties for CEO Adam Aron earlier this week. Chewy's Holdings PetMed Express, and Ralph Lauren also have annual meetings scheduled. Barron's mentions, the publication digs through the travel and leisure sector to find a group of stocks that it says has the right attributes and improving fundamentals to ride out the bumpy path to a full reopening. Hilton Worldwide Holdings, Host Hotels and Resorts, MGM Growth Properties, Royal Caribbean Group, Travel and Leisure, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts all make the list. Other stocks making the buy list this week are water treatment player Evoqua Water Technologies and TripAdvisors. While Robinhood Markets is called a transformational company, advice is doled out to sit out the direct listing. We close out this week with our single stock focus, Snap Inc. Snap closed out this week on Friday as the stock surged over 20%. Jefferies and Barclays have raised their price targets on the social media organization as well. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. To get Wall Street breakfasts and Stocks to Watch on your phone for your morning commute, subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, SA for FAs, Alpha Traders, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Let's Talk ETFs on those platforms as well. Have a wonderful week.